Good morning, Grace. It's a joy to be able to share my living picture with you about this past year. I've spent the last 14 months on active duty orders for my National Guard unit in Fayetteville, North Carolina. While the soldiers I both serve and serve alongside were deployed to Kuwait, my orders required me to work on the rear detachment, supporting them stateside from the armory in Fayetteville. Even though I was stateside, I was often gone from my family for months at a time and sometimes days at a time, depending on where I was needed. The first thing I can say about this time is that God has truly blessed my family beyond measure. For the first time in our married life, He allowed for Carly to stay at home with our children and focus on our household instead of having to work every day or having to go to work every day. And though it was difficult with me being in and out of the house for some extended periods, I've seen Carly be at peace with the ministry to our family and to those she serves here at Grace. And this thought leads me into the second thing I'd like to say about this time. It was a great opportunity for growth in my own ministry. The theme for this year, moving out with our faith, is something that I wanted to personally integrate into my own life. Since I was in middle school, I have seen myself on the path to serve God as a pastor since I graduated from Piedmont Baptist College. I have not been employed by a church. But what God has been doing in my life these past 7 years since graduation, I see as instrumental to my development as a pastor. And I won't take time to recap the past 7 years, but in this last year, God has been developing me as someone who is bold to speak the truth in love to everyone I work with. I cannot remember the sermon or the passage about which the sermon was on, but I remember clearly a preacher I heard explain something from the text that I could not get out of my mind this year. And that was that Christians are to be people experts, that we should make it our mission and our ambition to really study people so that we would know how to uniquely reach them with the good news of Christ's love for them. There are at least 5 coworkers I've been studying this year, taking my time to hear them and then to speak God's word into their lives. Some of these coworkers I believe know Christ and some do not. But I know that God is involved in changing life after life to conform them to the image of His Son. And so my labor has not been in vain. And remember that you don't need to have an official role in a church to be in ministry, because we are all in ministry. And a third and final thought, what could a recap of this year be without some mention of COVID-19? God has been using tiny little microbes to show us that we are not in control. We are not the sovereign of our own lives. Many of us have been shaken, pressed, knocked off our feet, and generally unsettled. God used this time as a blessing to my family, as I was able to work from home for about 2 months, specifically during the hardest months of Carly's pregnancy. And since the pandemic started, I've also faced different challenges at work and at home. And wouldn't it be a shame if I saw this all from a mindset of a victim? God uses the hard things and difficult things to give us the opportunity to recognize once again that He is in charge, that He loves us deeply, and that we are His workmanship. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. I pray that we hold this kind of eternal perspective in these hard times. And God has certainly shaped me through that verse in 2 Corinthians. I want to thank you, Grace Bible Church, for your prayers for myself and for my family in these last 14 months. I'm so excited to be back home for good. And I'm excited to minister with you here at Grace. Please continue to pray for my family as we face some decisions regarding my civilian career and as Carly begins working from home. And pray for Carly's pregnancy, as she's had a difficult one, having to get shots a couple times a week and just see the doctors a lot more than usual. Pray for her health and the baby's health as we look for a safe delivery. We love you all, and we are thankful to call Grace home. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak to you.